Scripture readings this morning come, first one is from Genesis, first chapter, verses 1 through 4. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. Our second reading is from John chapter 8, verse 12. Again, Jesus spoke to them, saying, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have light of life." Here ends the reading.
So before we get started, I want to bring something to your attention. Later on in the service, we are going to do a God sighting. So ask you where you've seen God. And that might mean this week, that might mean in this service, that might mean last weekend. But I want to have you guys thinking about that a little bit as we go through. And I'm just going to steal the stand. I'll put it back, I promise. So, before we get started with the sermon, I have some friends I'd like you to meet. So, each day during Vacation Bible School, we met different animals. And these animals helped to remind us of different Bible points. So, on day one, we met Harley. He was a Gila monster. I always thought it was Gila monster. I learned that I was pronouncing it wrong. Gila monster. And he reminded us that God loves us no matter what. Even when we make mistakes. And even when we might be mad at others or angry at others, you know what? He still loves us. And even when others are upset with us, he still loves us. His love is unconditional. On the second day, we met Miley, the Roadrunner. Miley reminded us, though, that God is with us everywhere. We learned that God is omnipresent. That's a really big word. But we were able to say that with the kids. So I want to try this now. Ready? We're going to say omnipresent. Omnipresent. That's a big word. And to explain that, we said it means the same thing as our Bible point. God is with us everywhere. And I attempted to run around the room and be everywhere at once. I kind of failed. I am definitely not omnipresent, but God is. God is everywhere and always with us, no matter where we go. He's already there, he's already here, and he's already everywhere. Next, we come to Howl the Coyote. You see a trend here? Kind of help with the names here. He reminded us that God is in charge and that we should not fear. When things seem out of control, we need to trust him. He knows what's going on. And sometimes that means that we have to be still and listen. And I don't know about you, but that is super hard to do. But we need to be still, listen to God, hear him, and trust in him and in his timing that he has for us. And we explored this idea of being out of control. I gave the kids 15 seconds, within reason, to scream, to yell, to dance, to do whatever they wanted. And we realized that that kind of felt a little scary at times. And it was good that there was someone in control. And that could have been, or someone in charge, like parents, like babysitters, like teachers. But more importantly, God, when God is in charge, it's not that scary. And then on day four, we met Rollo the Armadillo. Rollo helped to remind us that God is stronger than anything. Rollo is an armadillo with a strong, sturdy shell to keep him safe. Rollo's armor reminds us that God's power protects us. And we're going to come back to day four in a little bit, because this is really worth talking about more in depth. So on to day five, our last day at Vacation Bible School, we met Jet the Jackrabbit. Jet helped us to remember that God is surprising. What surprises us never surprises God. Our great God, full of love, joy, and hope, continually gives us surprises. He constantly surprises us. And a lot of times kids think that means that it has to be this big surprise. But a lot of times we learn that small moments have surprises too. And that was actually something that I learned this week, or not this week, of course, but during Vacation Bible School. So each day for the last 25 minutes, we would have something called Canyon Closing, where everyone would come together and we would sing, we would dance, we would recap about what we learned that day, and we would just enjoy and have a small demonstration. And there were two that stood out to the kids, one being day two. So this was a day when God is with us everywhere. I tied a balloon to my waist so it was floating above me. That balloon represented God in a way that the kids could see. I tried to outrun God. I tried to hide from God. I tried to dive under a table. I decided not to do that one, but guess what? God was still there. He was still there, and that balloon is what made them realize that. So when I pretended to steal a pudding cup, God was there watching over me, helping me to remember that maybe this wasn't the smartest choice. When I was sad or angry, God was there. I wasn't alone. He was still right there. And when I was being respectful to my friends and my family, God was with me, and he was celebrating with us that we were doing something good. He was still there. And to be honest, this was the simplest closing that had ever happened that week. I was like, okay, we'll go through everything, but you know what? I'm excited for the other ones. I'm excited for the bowling ball. I'm excited for the hatchet. I'm excited for the mixing of chemistry items. And when I talked to the kids and I said, I am going to present at least one of the closing canyon closings to the congregation, which ones do you like? Two little kids looked at me and said, hey, Miss Sarah, there's a balloon attached to you. Now, knowing that there's no balloon attached to me, I started turning around going, okay, where is it? Where is it? Okay. I started playing the part, you know, okay, looking for the balloon, and they stopped me. They said, no, Miss Sarah, don't you remember? He's inside of you. God is in your heart. He's always with you. That caught me off guard, okay? I was like, yeah, you got that from a balloon? The closing I thought was the least interesting they got. It really registered, and I'm like, wow. And then they said what I thought they would say. Oh, I like day four, too. Let's do that one. I'm like, okay. So the rest of the day is actually going to be focused on day four closing. And on day four, of course, we learned that God is stronger than anything. The Bible story that day was Jesus dying on the cross and being raised on the third day. God is stronger than anything. even death. You see, kids live in a world of needing bigger, better, faster, stronger things. Whether it's computer speed, the most popular athlete, knowing who they are. It's knowing and wanting to be the latest superhero. They are intrigued and they're captivated by power. Yet in reality, death is the strongest, most final thing any of us face. Well, until Jesus. Day 4 wasn't just about pointing to God's power to create mighty mountains or spectacular seas. The greatest picture of God's power is the way he conquered death out of his unfathomable love for us. Now, earlier, Tom, read for us Genesis 1, 1 through 4, and John 8, 12. And this is where these verses are going to come into play. God is awesome and powerful. He's the creator of everything we see. God is even the creator of light. We saw this in Genesis 1. And then in John 8, we learn that God's Son, Jesus, is the light of the world. When he lived on earth, Jesus shone God's love, God's power, God's truth to the whole world. He healed, he fed, and he forgave. People cheered and celebrated Jesus as a gift from God. But then there were others. Others thought Jesus lied. It was all a trick. They arrested Jesus, broke his body, they beat him, and they crucified him on a cross. Like they would for criminals. That day, Jesus died. And we're going to read Luke 23, 44 to 46 now. It was about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon. While the sun's light failed, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Then Jesus, crying out with a loud voice, said, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." Having said this, he breathed his last. What happened to the light? The sun, the light of the world. It went out. You see, death is final. It's the end. It's game over. That's unfixable. Jesus' friends couldn't fix this. They couldn't undo this. It's over. It's done. And you know, this reminds me sometimes of my friendship with God, and we talk to the kids about this. Sometimes I break my friendship. I might tell a lie. I might act selfishly. I might be mean. I might be angry. I might be mad at others or even at God. I might think I'm in control and try to do things my way. And I might be mad that God isn't doing something or in the time that I want him to do it in. I might even say, I don't love God. That I hate him because my life is going wrong. It's broken. It's unfixable. Nothing in my power can mend a broken friendship like that. Because God says the payment for sin is death. Now, everyone thought that death was the end of Jesus. Sorry, I'm going to take a sip real fast. But God has power no one could imagine. God is stronger than us. God is stronger than sin. He is stronger than even death. It's not going to work now. There we go. There is nothing that can separate us from God's love. Nothing. Not even death. God's monumental love meant he gave up his son. He did that for each of us. He loved us so much that he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die in our place on the cross so we could live forever with him in heaven. Jesus' power over death is there for each one of us. And now, Jesus is the light of the world. And when we accept Jesus as our Savior, we invite him to be the ruler of our heart, to be in every part of our lives, to surrender to him. We have the light within us. We are given that light. Remember in John 8:12, Jesus says, "Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." And then in Matthew 5:14, Jesus passes the torch to us. He says, "You are the light of the world." We are the light of the world. We are his church. His church is called to be the light of the world. We are called to shine God's light, his power, his love, his truth for all to see. Show others that nothing can separate them, nothing can separate us from his love. That God is stronger than anything, even death, even sin. And you see, Jesus' light lives on inside of us. And that is a reminder of all of our Bible points. Day one, God loves you no matter what. He sent Jesus to die for you. He loved you so much. He loved you unconditionally that he sent his son to take your place. Day two, God is with you everywhere. He is within us. He is where we have been, where we are, and where we're going. Day three, God is in charge. Though we may not always understand what is happening around us and feel like everything is out of control, even when his friends didn't understand why Jesus had to die and was crucified, God was in charge. And he is still in charge today. Listen to him. Trust him. Trust his timing. Day four, God is stronger than anything. He overcame death. Day five, God is surprising. Though people thought the end had come when Jesus died, he rose on that third day, victorious. God is surprising. Nothing, no matter what, can separate us from God and his love. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for all these reminders that these kids learned during Vacation Bible School and that we touched on today, Lord, that you love us no matter what, that you are with us wherever we go, that you are in charge, that you are stronger than anything, and that you are surprising. Lord, your love is stronger than anything we could ever imagine. You sent your son Jesus to show that love through his death. Jesus showed your power by his life. And now we can live as your children, loved, with a hope and promise of life forever. thank you. We love you, Father. Help us shine that love and that power in all we do around the world. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.